And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. A very large wildfire broke out in Bradley County, Arkansas on Monday. They say that about 500 acres was fully engulfed, according to the Rural Fire Department in Bradley County. Officials are still trying to determine the cause, but it is time to bring attention to a statewide burn ban across the natural state. Outdoor burning is prohibited until lifted by a county judge. Early voting for the November 8th election begins today, and it continues through next Tuesday, except for Sunday, from 8:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. Citizens that want to vote early may do so in person at their parish register voter's office or their assigned locations. The election lacks a heated statewide race, but Secretary of State Carl Ardoin still expects half the state's registered voters to cast a ballot.
I think it'll probably be around, 52-54% statewide. We'll see how that goes.
Voters are encouraged to utilize the free smartphone app GoVote Mobile to locate early voting locations and Election Day voting sites, or just to view a sample ballot. Ardoin says early voting has become popular.
So we're excited about that, and it's convenient for voters, and it's held in your local parishes.
Voters must have a Louisiana driver's license, a Louisiana special ID, or a generally recognized ID with a picture and signature. Voters will also have the option to use their license via Louisiana wallet. Ardoin says the election does not fall on a Saturday, so he expects a lot of people to take advantage of the early voting opportunity.
And that it's a Tuesday election. November 8th is Election Day. Look forward to seeing a robust turnout during early voting.
For more information, contact the Elections Division at 800-883-2085, or you can find them on the web at sos.la.gov. A federal appeals court has issued a stay temporarily blocking President Joe Biden's plans to forgive student loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay Friday evening. Six attorneys for Republican-led states are asking a federal appeals court to reconsider their effort to block the Biden administration's program to forgive billions of dollars in student loan debt. It's unclear what the decision means for the 22 million borrowers who already have applied for the relief. The Biden administration had promised not to clear any debt before October 23rd as it battled the legal challenges, but the soonest it was expected to begin erasing debt was mid-November. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.